I'm Brandon Tabor for KASU News. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and state health officials gave a press conference on Thursday in Little Rock, updating the public on the coronavirus outbreak in the state. KASU has recorded the press conference in its entirety. The audio is courtesy of the Arkansas Governor's office.
Today, I'm joined by Secretary Nate Smith, of course, our director of the Department of Health, but also Marcy Doderer of Arkansas Children's Hospital, Dr. Cam Patterson, UAMS. I'm also pleased to be joined by the co-chairs of the Senate House Public Health Committee, Senator Missy Irvin and Representative Jack Lademan. And I want to thank them for their support of what we're trying to do here in the state of Arkansas. And Mayor, I also want to recognize the Mayor of Little Rock and thank you for your partnership. I know you've had to make some tough calls, and I wanted to recognize you and your partnership as well. The purpose of this, and I talked to Dr. Smith today, that as this continues, we're likely to have regular updates to you, and it's one way to flow information. Today is, I think, important to communicate once again to the public. And I want everybody to understand that as we make decisions, I want to be guided by the recommendations and counsel of our public health professionals. And that's why our public health experts are here. This is a public health emergency that I've declared in the state of Arkansas, and it has to be dealt with in a public health fashion. And so I want everybody to know that we're listening to them and making decisions. Secondly, we're trying to give information to the public so that they can make the best decisions on their lives and their family and their plans. And so we want to share information as we have information as well. In terms of an update from yesterday, and that the last 48 hours has been a whirlwind because we had yesterday announced the first presumptive positive test. Well, overnight, I was advised that we have five additional presumptive positives. So a total of six presumptive positives now, which does not come as a surprise because we've seen this in other states that once you start testing, once you have an awareness as to the impact in one area, you obviously do for additional testing and tracing and sourcing, and you learn of others that would have been exposed to it, and you're naturally going to have some additional positive test. And so it's not a surprise, but it also is a signal that we have to take additional steps and action. Now, I look at it geographically, because something happens in one area of the state does not mean that another area of the state is automatically impacted. And so that is a factor geographically. We also have to recognize that we have a lot of meetings in Arkansas, and that people from all over the state or elsewhere travel. And so even though it might not be impacting your area, are you having contact with people that are in a different area? And so you have to take precautions that our health professionals will be talking about. In terms of action items, whenever you look at the additional presumptive positive cases, they are in a four-county area: Saline County, Jefferson County, Pulaski County, and Grant County. When I say they're in those counties, it's could be the patient, it could be a family member, it could be where they go to school, but there's some contact with those four counties. And because of that, we're having to do a great deal of tracing and running it down and additional tests and interviews and telling people, you know, that you've been in contact with somebody who has tested presumptive positive. And so those are the steps that we're following. But while we're doing that, of course, we get a lot of calls from the schools. And out of an abundance of caution, we have advised, and this is in consultation with Secretary Smith and our Commissioner of Education, Secretary Key, that we go ahead and advise that the schools in those four county areas should be closed for the next 2 weeks. And that allows us a time to get a handle on this. It allows us to do the checking that is necessary, but it is an abundance of caution for those children that would be going to those schools that might have some distant connection with an exposed individual there in that area. We are continuing to work. General Penn is here. We've got our Adam that is here as well. And we're working at looking at our stockpile, what is available in terms of protective equipment. We have an order in for additional protective equipment. So we're working those items to make sure that is available to our professionals, to our responders, our healthcare workers, and we're continuing to look at that and look to beef up that stockpile. And so with that, I wanted to recognize Dr. Smith to make additional comments. And then if we could go to Dr. Patterson and then to Marcy Doderer as well for additional comments. Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Governor. And I want to thank the governor and his team as well as the other state agencies for the support they've given in addressing the COVID-19 issue here in Arkansas. As the governor stated, overnight we have identified five additional individuals who have tested positive, and we will continue to do contact investigations for their contacts as well. So it's a widening circle of individuals that we're identifying, having them quarantine, and then testing them if they become symptomatic. Because some of these contacts were school-age children, this move was made in partnership with the Department of Education to recommend that those schools temporarily close to interrupt any cycles of transmission that might occur. We also are continuing to work to find additional information. We'll extend guidance to other communities if we find that there's need. We're working very closely with UAMS and with Children's Hospital in identifying contacts for this cluster, and we'll continue to work with them to build our capacity to address the needs of those who have potentially been exposed or those infected with COVID-19. And thank you.
Good afternoon. I want to thank Governor Hutchinson and our legislators for helping us to marshal the resources that we need to stay in front of the COVID-19 infection that has afflicted several Arkansans. And we are fortunate to be able to work closely with our partners, including Arkansas Children's Hospital, to make sure that every Arkansan, regardless of your age and regardless of where you live, is being adequately protected. At UAMS, we remain a resource for patients who are in need if they have become infected, although it is important to emphasize that our number one goal is to keep patients where they are if they are infected and if they are at a site where they can receive care, because most of the care that is rendered to a patient with COVID-19, in fact, all the care that's rendered for a patient with COVID-19 is exactly the same as the care that we would give to a patient with a severe influenza infection. So that's important to emphasize. It's also important to emphasize that we do not have limitless resources, but for the time being, we have adequate supplies of personal protective equipment, medications, ventilators, and other medical necessities that would be needed to adequately take care of even a substantially larger burden of Arkansans infected with COVID-19. Now, as we move forward, we're going to have to keep close eye on the supplies that we have, and we're in communication with our partners, not just locally like Arkansas Children's, but our partners across the state to make sure that resources are available where they are needed. It's also really critical that we get the message out that if an individual is concerned about the possibility of having COVID-19 infection or they have questions about this, the last two places that they probably want to be are in an emergency room or a crowded clinic. And so this is a great opportunity to utilize other tools to get healthcare information. We are pushing as much of this out as we can. If we have hospitals, communities, clinics, or individuals that need more information, we, along with ADH, along with Children's, will be sources of that information. So do not hesitate to point people to us. If you come to UAMS and you have symptoms that might be consistent with COVID-19 infection, we have set up a separate triage center on our campus so that we're not mingling people who might have COVID-19 infection with people who have other medical issues. UAMS Health Now is available to all 3 million Arkansans who have questions or concerns about COVID-19. If you go to UAMS Health Now on your iPhone, your tablet, your laptop, you will have the chance to interact visually face-to-face with a UAMS healthcare provider 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any question that you have or concern that you have for free. So please get the message out. If in your community there are clinics, hospitals, individuals who have concerns that we can address, we are here standing by to help you out. Thank you.
So good afternoon. The one thing I might add to that is how to access some additional information specifically for children. Like my colleagues, I am extremely grateful to the help of our elected officials and particularly the Department of Health on how we're dealing with this. And you should be assured that you are surrounded by some really amazing and talented healthcare providers at all of our institutions right here. To augment and support the UAMS Health Now telehealth app, Children's Hospital as of right now has a 1-800 number available to any family who has a question about a child health issue related to COVID-19. 1-800-743-3616. That information will be pushed out publicly here very shortly. It's a telephonic way of answering those questions, but it will keep our children at home where they need to be and not necessarily in overcrowded clinics or in our emergency departments. Like others around the country who have faced this, we are implementing travel restrictions for our staff, visitor screening, staff screening. Really, it's an elevated way of responding to COVID-19 like we do regularly in the influenza season. So we have those precautions in place every winter when the flu hits us. We are just keeping those in place as we move into spring and being very, very precautionary on how people walk the hallways of the Children's Hospital in order to protect our staff and our teams and our patients and visitors as well.
Let me just add before I turn over to questions that in terms of testing, we have the testing capacity through the Department of Health. As this continues to change day by day, we are looking ahead and saying we need to have greater testing capacity. So we're working to expand that. UAMS is partnering with us on that. And thank you, Dr. Patterson, for looking for procuring the necessary equipment to do the testing at that site as well. So we'll be working in partnership with them to increase the testing capability within Arkansas. With that, I'll be happy to take questions.
These are presumptive cases, so how quickly can you get them confirmed or prove that they're not confirmed cases?
So presumptive, of course, is that they're confirmed by our Department of Health testing. It is at CDC, and I think the answer yesterday was we don't want to put them in a bind for a response, Dr. Smith. But have we received any back yet?
No, we haven't. Of course, as you imagine, CDC is confirming tests for all the states. Our protocol is that for the first 5 positives, we'll have those confirmed by CDC. We're very confident in our results, and we're acting on them as if they're confirmed positives, but we won't call them confirmed until we have our first 5 positives confirmed by the CDC lab.
Are these 5 cases overnight related, and were they folks who had previously been in quarantine, or is this community spread?
I'll start with the last one. This is not community spread at this time. These are contacts to cases, and then we're going to also be assessing contacts to those cases. We don't have evidence of community transmission that is out there that we don't know about. For these new presumptive positive cases were contacts with the patient that we talked about yesterday. One is separate, and then we're also that was acquired from contact out of state. So, but unfortunately, none of these were individuals who had been in quarantine prior to turning positive. All of these are outpatients. None of them are admitted to the hospital.
Will school closings be the protocol as more counties get touched by this?
The school closings will be taken on a case-by-case basis. I think it's important that whenever we have activity in one area of the state, that we address it as we have here. But it doesn't mean that a school district in northern Arkansas has any issue and any concern, and they shouldn't close. And so it's very, very important that parents and schools not overreact to what we are doing today. We're basing it upon the data that we have. This recommendation is based upon my conversations with public health professionals, and that is in the limited four-county areas that I mentioned. As we have additional concerns or requests, we will address those, but those this should not presume that there'll be others closed down the road.
Shepherd's Hospital is confirmed apparently that one of the suspected cases presumed is an employee there.
I'm sorry, I didn't
Children's Hospital. Marcy, you want
confirmation that is an Arkansas Children's employee.
Yes, so it's a
step with the microphone.
Thing. Yeah, so it's a UAMS trainee who was practicing at multiple hospitals in Arkansas, including Arkansas Children's Hospital, as part of our partnership with Arkansas Children's.
So, how long have they been sick? I mean, have they only been at Children's
now,
or have they been in multiple hospitals?
So, there's some information about the case that I can't share with you, but the individual was sick for a couple of days.
Our criteria for recommending that a particular school close will be if there was a child who had a contact and could be potentially communicable, because we want to interrupt cycles of transmission before they occur. Now, in this outbreak investigation, so far we've identified school-aged children in a number of counties, but the decision was made to go ahead and recommend those closures for the entire county, just to give us some buffer of safety on that. Now, if we identify contacts that are in schools outside of those county areas, we'll make recommendations to those schools specifically. In fact, we will be issuing guidance later today to those schools, giving them a number where we can consult with them so that we can make informed decisions on school closures in a coordinated fashion. We won't give specific information about those individuals, like their address or things that will identify them. Right. But four of these were contacts. Right. Four of these were contacts with the patient in Pine Bluff, and one of them was, was not, but was subsequently placed into quarantine. And those contacts are also being followed up.
Is that actually patients? I mean, if this was an employee or a student employee, however you guys...
For the trainee, yes. We're looking at all potential patient contacts.
What are you doing to ensure that there's one clear message getting out to people? If someone calls the Department of Health and calls the UAMS hotline with questions and are told two different things, what should they do?
Well, I trust they won't be told two different things. We're doing all that we can to have a coordinated message, but the Department of Health has the lead, and so in terms of our state agencies, that's part of the purpose that we're all here together today to make sure that our message is clear, it is united, as we talk to the Arkansas folks. And did you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would just say that we're all in almost constant contact, everybody who is up here. So there's really no separation in terms of what we are articulating and what ADH is articulating and what Arkansas Children's Hospital is articulating. And we're being very mindful of having a single message.
That's already been stated.
Yes. So the training. So first of all, can I just say that it's not uncommon for healthcare professionals to contract COVID-19. That was the experience in China. That's the experience that we have with influenza. And it's simply the nature of the fact that healthcare providers put themselves at the front line in managing patients, and they therefore accrue the risk of being some of the first to are infected with viruses such as this. So this type of transmission is not unusual. The trainee was in training at Jefferson Regional in Pine Bluff, and then did a rotation at Arkansas Children's Hospital, and that's the connection between the two.
All right. So right here, a question. Yes, ma'am. You know, those are good questions. First of all, talk about just simply the impact of closing a school. We recognize what this means. That means that in many instances, the daycare will close as well, and there's less availability. That means parents might be staying home to take care of children. It means that they might not be going to work. These are very serious issues, and as you pointed out, that means that in terms of food security, they might not have the breakfast that they normally have. And so all of these are repercussions of a decision. So as we make a decision, we're looking at how we can fill in the void there. How can we make sure that we've had some innovative employers that have already made very generous leave available for those that might have to take care of children or that might have to be home quarantined. We're looking at the issues of the food as to whether there's any alternatives there. In terms of the testing, I should have had Secretary Key here, but I think he has a state board meeting today. But the schools that they're really going under the AMI protocol, which allows them to continue education even while the physical school is closed during this time. And so we hope education will continue. They have and these are schools in Central Arkansas that should have availability of the internet and the capability to continue that education stream. Well, it could be a growing list. Whenever if you had asked me that question 3 days ago, it would have been a short list. Today, it's a longer list. 4 days from now, we'll see where it is. Congress clearly is receptive. And again, I want to compliment the General Assembly. They're receptive as well. I have no doubt that we could call a special session of the legislature if need be, and that they would put forth whatever was needed to address this problem. Resources are not the issue. In terms of financial resources and money to do the procurements to make sure we meet the needs out there. Now, the availability of the assets that we need are an issue, and that's where we want the greatest help from the federal government, is to continue to expand the testing capability and help us on that, to continue to be able to make sure that we have the manufacturing capacity on the protective equipment that's needed. Those are the helps that we look at first, but I do expect a supplemental, and Dr. Smith and the team will be submitting information to make sure that we have what we need.
Large gatherings. We saw Governor Brown over in Oregon say no gathering over 250 people. We have the legislative session coming up. We've got a share concert. It's not very far away. There's a lot of big gatherings. We saw
I'll have a conversation a little bit later about the basketball tournament. But in terms of the gatherings, you know, this is where, you know, the private sector makes decisions. There's going to be events that are canceled because they make the decision in consultation with their health experts that it's a good judgment. In terms of our recommendations, I'm going to let, you know, our professionals address this more specifically, but our businesses, our organizers are making good judgments. I know that there were some big events in Little Rock tonight that are canceled. Whenever you look statewide, it's not right for us to mandate statewide that an event in Jonesboro is going to be canceled. And so I have to look at it from a statewide perspective, and the mayor here looks at it for the city of Little Rock and made some judgments today that I fully support, but that's not ready to be mandated statewide. And so we are looking at this very carefully. Now, in terms of just simple advice to event organizers, I'm going to let our professionals talk to that issue.
Well, I would say first and foremost, the key steps in mitigating continued transmission are the simple things that we talk about: good hand hygiene, being alert to symptoms, those are hand sanitizers. Those are the tools that have been proven to be helpful. For social gatherings, those same rules apply and remain important. Mayor Scott, I think, has made the right call about events for the city of Little Rock, and I think we need to give everybody the right information that they can utilize to make the right decisions. If you've got a gathering of 1,000 people that are coming from all over the United States and you don't know where they're coming from, that's probably an event that you don't want to have happen right now, and that's good common sense. If you've got a smaller gathering with a small group of people in an area that doesn't have any active cases, I think it's very reasonable to say that it's the right thing to do to allow that event to go forward.
So what about the Capitol on this weekend? Governor, what is the current testing capacity of what you guys think you need it to be? What are you asking the federal government for more resources to get it to?
Dr. Smith, I'll let you address that first.
The testing capacity has really grown a lot in the last week with commercial labs coming on board. If a patient has a specimen that's sent to LabCorp, Quest, or one of the others, they can get a result back. The challenge is right now is collecting the specimen, transporting it. We have capacity at our state public health lab, but not capacity to meet all the clinical needs of the state, which is why the chancellor has mentioned that they're standing up testing. So we'll have the ability at UAMS to do that testing on site. Now, even when that is available, we're still going to need to increase access to specimen collection, because to do that safely, requires personal protective equipment, requires viral transport media, things that are not in particular short supply, but they're not things that every clinic does all the time. And so we're going to work with providers, encourage them to collect those specimens, send them into the commercial labs so that we can increase our testing capability across the state.
Can you handle scores? Can you handle hundreds? Can you handle thousands?
The limiting factor right now is our healthcare providers' ability or willingness to collect those specimens and to send them in. The commercial labs have large capacity to do testing. It's the issue of getting the patient to the place to collect the specimen and the specimen to the lab.
Department of Health, what's the throughput for the department?
The Department of Health, we have relatively limited capacity in our public health lab. We're currently doing about 20 a day. We can probably double that, but that's not going to meet the needs of the entire state. What we are using our public health lab for is to see where the epidemic is going and where it's not. So we are testing known cases, known contacts to known cases at this point.
I would just add to that that regardless of the capacity to do testing, probably the more important issue is to test the right people. And the Arkansas Department of Health is providing us with guidance about who should be and possibly even more importantly, who shouldn't be tested. This is not something that individuals need to be randomly screened for.
Dr. Smith, is there anything you have to do differently in this case to protect healthcare?
Before he answers that, I do want to add on the testing. This is something that I conveyed to the Vice President on day one, actually it was about a week ago, in terms of the need for more testing capability in the states. You know, whenever you look at the commercial providers that are doing testing, it's a slower process. We can do it quicker at the Department of Health. We need to have more capacity there. We need to have UAMS online with the capability of doing testing as well. As there's more concern or the public becomes more aware of this, there's going to be a greater sense of need for testing. I had a call today from somebody just saying they felt like they needed a test. And you go through that circumstance. So yes, I'm a healthcare provider now, but you know, so we do want to enhance that capability. And then to your question,
what needs to be done to protect healthcare workers?
Protecting healthcare workers involves personal protective equipment. It involves the protocols and procedures that all healthcare facilities have in place. The challenge is, of course, when someone first arrives, healthcare providers need to think about this first and protect themselves rather than waiting until some time later before they have that suspicion. You know, this is a rapidly evolving situation, but this is a good call out to our healthcare providers to think of this and make sure that you take the steps to protect yourself early on rather than some time later.
One final question.
Remember, the vast majority, at least 80% of those individuals who have COVID-19 will be just mildly symptomatic and will be able to self-isolate at home. The smaller proportion who get sick or get very sick, those are the ones we want to make sure that we have adequate healthcare facilities for. Of the five new ones, none of these individuals are sick enough, at least not at this time, to require hospitalization. So they're isolating at home.
Thank you very much.
That was Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson addressing the public of the most recent coronavirus cases in the state. KASU will keep you updated on the latest developments in Arkansas and share what's going on around the globe from NPR. You can also go to KASU.org for a list of all of the local stories related to COVID-19 and helpful links to health departments in Arkansas, Missouri, and Tennessee, as well as links to the Arkansas State University's page on the coronavirus. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Haber, KASU News.